Evening, we are here. Give us a moment. It is January the 27th, 2013. Full moon in Leo. Let us begin. There is much going on. Many things that you see on television, and in the newspapers, and what you hear people talking about in the grocery stores and such, whether it is concerns about economy, whether it is concerns about freedoms, whether it is concerns about new terrorist activities, old terrorist activities, whether it has to do with military build-ups or threats of war, even in Korea with nuclear potentials. And someone who has been following the passage into this new era, this new age, might say to you, looks like the same old crap to me. Doesn't look like anything's changing. And we would suggest that it's going to take a little bit of time to have these kinds of concerns and activities to play themselves out. An example might be in a concert. Many of you have gone to a concert, and there's been this big frenzy while the band is playing, and then the concert is over. But the frenzy doesn't let out just as soon as the concert's over. There is this dying down period of people leaving, of some people leaving intoxicated, some people pumped up, and maybe there might be a brawl or two in the parking lot as people try to make their way out of the parking lot, and some shouting and horns going off and whatever. Maybe you might lose someone and have to hunt for them. There is a lot of activity that seems to be a remnant of the activities just prior to. And that is what you are seeing here. There are some that are still fighting old battles, like the Republicans who want to know what's going on in what happened in Benghazi. And there are some who are attempting to move further into this new collective millennia, this millennia of group activities, and is seeing a lot of pushback from those who still want the old ways. And so, give yourself a breather. Our vehicle, when concerts used to be over and he would go to them in the past, he was never in a hurry to leave. Never wanted to be in a hurry to leave. He would always take his time with his friends. He'd say, why bother? Let's relax. And so he would sit for a while in the theater or the stadium, and then he would leisurely walk with his friends to the car, and they might sit around the car and wait. Maybe someone would discover that there's still some beer or something in a cooler in the trunk, and they would just relax and let the activities die down. And we would suggest something like that might be a course of action at this time. Relax. Let these activities occur and know that they are the quieting down, if you will, or the unwinding of a very tumultuous time. And there are groupings that are still struggling and will continue to struggle. It's not going to go away in a day or a week or a month. But it will go away eventually over time in the next 1 to 2 years. And so you will begin to see hot spots dying down, terrorist groupings being disbanded, tense activities, releasing that tension. And so we want you all to get into the habit for a while. We would say 3 moons, we challenge you, to wake up every morning and to just breathe and relax for at least 10 minutes before you go off on your day. Find a chair, or if you're a yoga person, find a yoga pose. If you want to stand, that is fine, but we would suggest being in a relaxed place. So sitting, and make it deep breaths. And as you release them, see yourself sending that pattern of releasing out as a waveform, out as a transmission from you to everyone around you. And see the transmission not being electrical, but being hyperdimensional. What we mean by that is it is instantaneous, like gravity. See everybody getting it when you do it. And so just for a moment, just see everyone sort of relaxing, dropping the tension in their jaw, dropping the tension in their brow, in their shoulders. Just sort of see it for a while. And we challenge you. Do it for 5-10 minutes every morning. And we say in the morning because that is when your day starts. And so we'd like to see you start your day sending that relaxing pattern out. And we tell that to everyone who is listening to us and those in this room as well. Because there is a pattern that needs to be changed. And that is the pattern of waking up tense. Waking up expecting something bad to happen. Waking up worrying about something. Now, of course, you can do the same thing before you go to bed. It might also be helpful. But we suggest the morning, because it is really important to start the day with a relaxing, you've made it this far, and ideally you are in comfort, you have warmth, you have food, you have security of some sort. And so just sort of for the moment, tell yourself everything's fine, everything's going to be fine. And before I learn what's going on in the world that might change that perspective, let me transmit to the world before the world gets a chance to transmit back. Because there are some that are doing their own transmitting, you know. And theirs is a more tense energy. Now, we tell you this because thoughts create. And we tell you this because you are now in a time frame where your thoughts manifest very quickly. Where things can be drawn to you like a magnet. It is as if the wax has been heated and is now easy to pour, easy to move around in. There's not this sluggishness to reality right now. And it is that viscosity, that quicksilverness, that is causing some of the biggest problems. Because people don't realize the power that their thoughts have. And so it is a time when everyone, their thoughts are really falling onto a very, very, very cooperative reality. And so begin to focus. Focus on yourself, and then focus on your community and your neighbors and your families, and then see yourself going out and out and out. Now, another thing we would like to talk about is the idea that you are, Obama said this, we've said it before, You are all in this together. There's been a great desire to segment you. And there was a time when segmenting you sort of would keep some of you safe at the cost of others. But we want you to see those boundaries beginning to dissolve. Whether it is national or whether it is geographical, whichever. Because if you cannot imagine a world where others also succeed, if you cannot bring yourself to expand reality so that everyone lives in harmony and safety and in security with abundance, if you cannot see that world, then who are you pushing out? Who are you excluding? Who are you turning into a second-class citizen? Because we will tell you one of the things that's also going to occur is a kind of instant karma. John Lennon spoke of this, instant karma is going to get you. We would suggest that this time there is this sort of instant karma thing going on as well. It's part and parcel of the idea that your thoughts manifest. And so begin to concern yourself with the idea that your neighbors have rights, have dignity, that they are as important to Prime Creator as you. And you will begin to see the leveling of the playing field, as it were, which Obama talked about. He wants to level the playing field. We are here to tell you, Obama is part of this grouping, this soul grouping that is attempting to lead you through this time. There are other leaders, there are other personalities, there are other people in places of authority and such that are also trying to do this. They might be your managers, some of your higher CEOs and such. And we know that some of you are very concerned about the idea that, oh, there's going to be all of this offshoring and onshoring and offshoring and onshoring. But isn't that really a acknowledgement that you are on one planet? And that everyone has the right, the dignity to work? And so see these enlightened beings waking up and guiding those who are waking up as well. It would help you to not see darkness in everything that is change around you. Not all change is being done to you. Some is being done for you. And so that would be the theme of today. Change for your benefit. See the world changing for your benefit. And then see that your being the big your, as in earth. With that, we will depart. It's been our pleasure. Good day to all.